I got to control what I can control. I got to try to be the best player that I can be.
Popping free, and he gets the touchdown.
He's had an entire season to think about getting better. But this year, tight end Jake Butt will finally get his chance in workouts and OTAs after recovering from knee surgery in 2017.
The health's great. I feel great. The knee feels 100%, you know, now that we're about a year out of surgery. So at this point, you know, it's just getting back into football shape, getting stronger, and, you know, getting ready for OTAs.
You know, obviously before the injury in college, I mean, he was a guy who was going to be a top, you know, two or three round player. You know, so we're hoping he gets back to that. If, you know, if I'm betting on Jake, I'm betting it's going to happen.
Even though he made it back on the practice field for a short stint last fall, Jake made it a point to prove himself in the meeting rooms. This year, with offensive coordinator Bill Musgrave and tight ends coach Jeep Chris back in the mix, Jake should make the transition in year two look seamless.
It's really great to have both of them back. Those are two really great coaches, and it was, you know, awesome learning under them this past year, and I'm excited to work with them, you know, as I'm, you know, starting to work with the offense more this offseason.
Jake will find another familiar face on the Broncos' offensive coaching staff this season, as his history with new coach Sean Coogler extends long before the two were ever in Denver.
I have some history with Coach Coogler. Pat Coogler, his son, was my college roommate, one of my best friends. So, you know, that's a great hire. We're really excited to have him, too.
I really enjoyed my son being around him. They had a great group of friends there, and I'm very happy that he's on the team, and I think if he's healthy, he's really going to help the Broncos win games.
When you found out he was going to be on the staff, were you texting back and forth?
Yeah, Pat was kind of, you know, I kind of knew before it was happening, you know, he's like, hey, my dad might be the O-line coach there. I was like, keep me updated. So, yeah, you know, that's just another excuse for Pat to come visit.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, and I've always admired Jake. I thought he was a really good college football player. It was unfortunate what happened to him with his injury, but I know he's going to overcome that and have a long career.
A career that hopefully will include a healthy and happy 2018 season. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV.